Welcome back to Sports Day. It's all for Kia, introducing the all-new Kia Carnival, Australia's first GUV, and across Tasmania for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Jared, as we mentioned just before the break, it is now 100 days until the Tokyo Olympics. Unfortunately, the timing isn't great because the cases in Japan, including Tokyo, were trending so well for so long, but it looks like they are just entering a fourth wave.
And one of those cities that some of the games are going to be at is just borderline state of emergency, which begs a question we might as well address straight off the top with Ian Chesterman as we welcome you. Ian, any major concerns about its going ahead or not? But firstly, welcome.
Yeah, g'day, Jerry. G'day, Sam. No concerns at all about the games proceeding at this stage. Yes, we know they're going to be different games and we're going to have to conduct ourselves differently over there. But the Japanese have shown enormous tenacity to continue to organise the games. I think in many other places would have given up, or many other places we wouldn't have faith they could do this. But they're showing great tenacity to actually make sure the games happen. And now with 100 days to go, I think we can all see the start line, which is exciting for all our athletes.
So when will they make a final decision? And it's probably not until, what, a month before, but ticketing's going to be an issue about the local Japanese being able to attend, because I see that's still a question mark.
Well, I don't think there's any question mark over whether the games are going ahead or not. I think that that point's well and truly passed. We're on track for a July 23 start. There's still a lot to do, though. There's still a lot to get organised, and there's going to be some strict protocols put in place.
Yep.
We know that there's not going to be any international guests, so it's disappointing for our athletes that, you know, family and friends won't be able to be there cheering them on. The Japanese are holding off in terms of saying how many will be in the stadium.
Okay.
I'm very confident there will be people in the stadium, and but it's just how many. That's what we'll find out.
Ian, just let me pick you up on that. I know that we all want the Olympics to go ahead, and as you correctly say at the start, right now they are. But surely we can't be certain that these games are going to take place. We've got 3,500 new cases in Japan today. The Prime Minister of Japan has just placed Tokyo under a month-long quasi-emergency. We've got cities being shut down and banned from having the actual torch come through. I mean, it's... We couldn't sit here right now 100 days out and say that it's absolutely going to go ahead. The entire country could be shut down if the cases keep going up.
Well, I think, I mean, the term is used state of emergency, but that means that restaurants close at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, I think, you know, we've got to understand the situation over in Japan. Their numbers have never been huge. We're not talking about numbers like rampage through America. We're not talking about numbers that are rampaged through places like India or Europe. You know, yes, they've got 1,000 people today in Osaka, but, you know, they've got a population of 135 million, and every time it's got up high, they've been able to bring it down. Just like us, they're rolling out their vaccine. So that's, you know, part of the protection that they're going to offer their own community. But there are strict protocols, and we're seeing with so many events running around the world, you know, since the games were postponed on March 23 last year, you know, there was only 30,000 cases a day and the games were postponed. Now there's, you know, many hundreds of thousands around the world every day, but people have learned to live with it. People know more about it. And we're also very confident that we'll go into the games with a vaccine. So that's important to us. But it's also important to the Japanese people that as many people as possible at the games go into that country vaccinated. But the Japanese commitment to running these games is absolute. I think it's really comforting for our athletes to know now with 100 days to go, no one is actually talking about cancelling these games. They're on, and we just got to make sure we get everyone there safely. It's a responsibility then of the Japanese government, the authorities and the IOC to provide a safe environment for us in the games and then to get everybody home safely.
So let's move on to a couple of the more, I guess, historical issues, and that's to selection. Ben Simmons, he wants an Olympic medal, but there's issues with the NBA and quarantining on the return, from my understanding. When do you find out whether some of these superstars are going to be available for selection for the Boomers?
Good question. I caught up only recently with Brian Gorgian, who's a head coach of the Boomers, and he's very excited about the crew he's got together. I watched Paddy Mills this morning on TV talking very excitedly about, you know, the group they're pulling together. So, you know, there's a slight complication with when the the finals are of that series and how close it is to the actual start date of the Olympic Games themselves. And we've got a number of athletes who are playing with teams who might well play in those playoffs. So there's going to be lots of things come into play, but the Boomers are very excited about the team that they can pull together, the team they will pull together, and about their chances to go for a gold medal. Again, listening to Paddy Mills this morning, he's totally committed to that campaign. And wouldn't it be fantastic if at the end of this, what's been a pretty challenging time for sport around the world and everybody around the world to, you know, have something like a Boomers gold medal would be pretty exciting.
And if you had to put your finger on one particular sport that's going to give us a surprise result, are you prepared to put your chef's hat on it?
Not bad. Well, I'm happy to put my chef's hat on it, but not my house on it.
Okay. And who would it be?
Yeah. Oh, I think there's going to be a number of athletes who are really good. Let's look at some of the emerging swimmers without naming names. There's going to be some young people who aren't household names. It will be by the time we get to that point.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Boomers, could
got
do
a medal?
And the Opals, I was up with the Opals the other week in the Gold Coast, and they're very fired up for another medal. They dropped the last one in Rio, and they want to make up for that. They've had great Olympic success over the years. So that would be fantastic. I was with Jess Fox today, who's an amazing athlete in canoe slalom. She won a bronze in London, a silver in London, and a bronze in Rio. So she's got two gold opportunities now in Tokyo, and she's a real a real chance to certainly be on the podium. And wouldn't that be great to see her finish that collection of gold, silver, bronze? So there's going to be plenty of good athletes to look out for. I think it's really interesting. You know, some athletes have no doubt who would have been in the 2020 team like last year if the games have been held won't be there this year. But there's going to be the extra year has been really helpful to some people.
Yeah. Caroline Buchanan, I was reading a story about her, the BMX champ coming back from an injury. There's a couple of...
A really bad injury from memory.
Yeah, and a couple of people have faced cancer scares and they're back in town. So there's some winners as well as some losers.
Absolutely. There's going to be some people who are much better athletes and much better prepared. And even some of our teams, I know, talking to the Rugby Sevens team, you know, they thought if the games had been held last year that they weren't at their peak. But now, with an extra year to develop and some young athletes coming through, that they're, very confident they're going into Tokyo. So, look, I think it's just going to be fantastic, guys. You know, we all love sport. Who's not going to be excited about, Katie Ledecky lining up against Ariane Titmus, in the final? Who's not going to be excited about watching the Boomers play the dream team in a final match? Yeah, there's going to be so many fantastic matchups across these games, and I think they're going to come at a great time because the world needs good news, and the Olympic Games always produces inspiring stories.
No doubt about that. Hey, Ian, will all our athletes be vaccinated before they get on a plane?
Sam, we hope so. That's certainly we're confident of that. We're working with the federal government to understand the need, the desire, to have the team vaccinated. I think it's not only good for us going into the games to be vaccinated, it's good for the Japanese hosts for us to be vaccinated, and it's good for the Australian population to have us vaccinated when we come back from that experience. So that's certainly something that every party is working towards, and we're confident that we'll be able to achieve it.
Is it mandatory for athletes if it's available?
No, it's not. We've said, and the IOC said, it's not mandatory. It's certainly encouraged, and that's our language to our athletes. You know, if there's reasons you don't want to have it, then we understand, but we really ask everybody to get the jab because it's great for, them personally, but also collectively, if we can just add that extra level of protection as we go into this environment in Tokyo, which is complex, we'll be better off.
It is interesting, but there is one clear analogy, I think, that probably tells me that most athletes should have it. There's a lot of hysteria and about blood clots with the AstraZeneca. There's been a couple in Australia, but from my understanding, you're about three times as likely, if not higher, four or five times as likely to get a blood clot from the travel in the airplane to Tokyo than you are as a result of the virus bad reaction itself.
That's right. Yeah, I think we're very fortunate to be in the situation. I think when the games were postponed and for much of the year after that, no one was sure there would even be a vaccine. So the world's lucky to have these vaccines available to them. And yeah, we'll certainly be encouraging everybody on the team to have one.
Ian, great to have you on. We're all excited. 100 days out. Let's hope it's the best Olympics it can be.
I reckon it's going to be fantastic to watch at home, and it's going to be great to be there.
Thanks, Ian. Ian Chesterman there, the Australian chef de mission for the Tokyo Olympics, which is just over 3 months away. Good to see that they are good to hear that they're working with the federal government about a vaccine. Means they'll probably get it in 3 to 4 years, time for the next Olympics. Nothing from you. Oh, you dabble in politics all the time.
I dabble in facts.
I'm dabbling in facts. We're behind Rwanda and Bolivia for the vaccine rollout. Our Prime Minister's saying it's not a race when it literally is a race. Anything else?
Written and spoken by Scoop McClure.
Yes. And?
Well, sometimes...
Writer for the Independent, full stop, always full stop.
Well, I would have gone straight to the top. Writer for the government. ALP.
Can I ask you a question before we get to a break in Kevin Sheet? I ran this morning and something happened that's never happened to me in my life. I've got knee soreness.
Oh, right.
Anything you can offer?
Well, it's from a metre and a half with your knee under a table.
It's the bottom of my knee when I put pressure on it.
I suspect it's probably got something to do with the patella or the patella tendon.
So it might... That's the ER music.
Yeah, I don't blame you for playing the music under it. Very boring question. He's a bloke who's just looking for a cheap diagnosis.
100%. I see you 4 days a week. Am I not paying?
Well, I don't mind you not paying, as long as you don't mind me not fixing it. But I suspect you've got a little bit of tendonitis. Oh, you might have to change your runners.
Don't forget Club Mandalay. I like my runners. The must-play golf course in Melbourne's north. More sports day after this. We're going to chat with the AFL talent guru, Kevin Sheehan.
Gee, aren't they under the pump today?
Northern Academy's getting it.
No, it's not just about that. No. You obviously haven't read the column in the Herald Sun.
No, the NAB League and the cuts to the program. I read.
You've read that?
Yep.
Well, Kevin Sheehan, under the microscope after this.